This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 9th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The Associated Press is now confirming the plane forced down 2 weeks ago by Iranian jets was a Hungarian civilian business jet carrying officials from a military delegation and not a U.S. aircraft, as Iran had claimed earlier. The chartered Hawker 800 reportedly strayed into Iranian airspace September 30th due to what officials later termed an administrative error. The passengers on board were part of a Hungarian team that took over administrative control of Kabul International Airport in Afghanistan earlier this month. The Hungarian Defense Ministry said, quote, after clearing up the problem, the airplane was able to continue its journey to Afghanistan, unquote. Iranian media had initially reported the incident involved an American aircraft flying 5 military officials and 3 civilians from Turkey to Afghanistan. Boeing is either pursuing an extremely aggressive tactic to bring its striking employees back to the table, or actually considering what in the Pacific Northwest would be the unthinkable. Having already moved its corporate headquarters to Chicago a few years ago, Boeing officials are now openly talking about the possibility they could move aircraft assembly to Alabama or elsewhere. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer reports that former Boeing chairman Frank Schrantz warned the Seattle Chamber of Commerce in 1991 that a new airliner built in the Southeast could be 30% to 40% less costly than one built in Washington State. Quote, could Puget Sound turn into an aerospace rust belt of the 21st century, complete with padlocked factories, unemployment lines, and urban blight? It certainly could, unquote. This past Tuesday, Boeing VP of Government and Community Relations, Fred Kiga, referred to those Rust Belt remarks before a meeting of the Aerospace Futures Alliance of Washington. He said labor unrest could cause the company to revisit the idea of moving production elsewhere. Quote, we can't afford to become known as the strike zone. It's ironic that I'm speaking at a conference entitled Cleared for Takeoff, when at the moment we are grounded, unquote. A strike by 27,000 members of the International Association of Machinists is in its fifth week, idling 5 plants and causing Boeing to lose an estimated $100 million a month. Mesa Air Group reports a more positive development on the labor front, a tentative agreement with its pilots after only 10 months of negotiations. Mesa CEO Jonathan Ornstein says, quote, we are proud to have come to a mutually beneficial agreement with the pilot leadership that will help retain and attract the highest caliber of professional airline pilots for years to come, unquote. A de Havilland DHC-6 Twin Otter, carrying tourists from Germany, Australia, and Nepal, crashed on approach to land in foggy conditions near Mount Everest yesterday, claiming the lives of 18 passengers but apparently sparing the life of the pilot. The International Herald Tribune reports the Yeti Airlines plane, inbound from Nepal, snagged its main landing gear on a security fence on the perimeter of Lukla Airport, about 40 miles from the mountain. Witness Suraj Kunwar described a big bang, then flames. Quote, all the passengers waiting for planes ran to help douse the flames, but the passengers were already dead. Unquote. The pilot apparently attempted to land with visibility of about a quarter mile. Yeti Airlines Executive Director Vijay Shrestha said the pilot was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Hawker Beechcraft closes NBAA with news of another sale. Cessna says it will reach full production rates on the Mustang this month. And you can soon learn to use L3's Smart Deck on your desktop computer. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, from a forum at NBAA, we'll hear comments on the state of the very light jet market from 4 guys who are running companies that build them. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.